the whole spirit of the Long Gary Line lives through us all, and recognizing that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. We all commit to a lifetime of selfless service, and that's not just in uniform. That's in our communities, at home, and in everything that we do professionally.
720 WGN Tales of the Tailgate, live here at the biggest game, the iconic matchup, Army-Navy, and regardless of the records of the team, the stadium will be sold out. The game is on national television. This year, the teams are better. They brought a lot more attention, plus they bought the class of 2002. Its president, Kevin Johnson, is here. Kevin, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. It's great to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, you've been a great host here, right? Bringing, as you would be, leading the class of 2002 in the spirit of celebration for America's game. Talk a little bit about what it is about this game that brings not only you guys, millions of people on TV, 80,000 people, and of course the class of 2002. What brings you back here?
It's hard to describe. It's more than a football game. It's really bringing together a community that has just been through so much together. Our class specifically was the class of 9/11, was our senior year. And it's just so great to see. We have about 150 classmates, spouses, kids, all joining us here just in brotherhood and sisterhood, just to enjoy each other's presence and really cheer on this team that is, it's hard to describe it, how much they go through just to compete on the field and as cadets, and it really bring together our military community around the world. We have folks tuning in all times of the night around the world watching this game, just so excited just to cheer on the team.
You guys are back here and you're part of this situation, kind of creating this opportunity to get here and celebrate. Talk a little bit about that side of it as far as the competition, the rivalry. I think it's one of the greatest rivalries in sport. At the end, when the smoke clears, all part of America's team. But the hatred seems to run really deep.
It's ingrained in you from day one. Beat Navy is everywhere across West Point. It's just part of the life at West Point. You know, beating Navy is everything. Championships don't really matter. Records don't matter. Really beating Navy. Understanding the fact that after this game, we all serve together. I deployed Iraq 2004-2005 with some great Navy officers, and it's nice to have one day that really pits these two tremendous teams together, but afterwards, we all lock arms together and serve together, which is really important.
Outside of everybody being excited about the team this year and the possibilities, with you guys, the classmates, the perspective of maybe a couple decades and being able to look back, one thing I think is a constant that that listeners will know is multiple generations here. Just your thoughts on that. Not only you guys have stuck together, but the families are all part of it too.
Absolutely. The whole spirit of the Long Gary Line lives through us all, and recognizing that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And it's not just about our class, it's about all the classes ahead of us and the classes behind us. We all commit to a lifetime of selfless service, and that's not just in uniform. That's in our communities, at home, and in everything that we do professionally. We have 40-some kids here at our tailgate, and it's just so great to see the next generation and hopefully some of our future West Point class generations here joining us.
You heard it here, Kevin Johnson, president, class 2002, Long Gary Line. Kevin, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Dave.